For the past few weeks, there's been a rally in the wheat markets, but Kim, there's recently been an 18-cent hit. So what's going on?
Yeah, we took a hit earlier in the week, but let's talk about how we got about a $1.50 increase in wheat prices. First, we had good, strong export demand. The importing countries buying ahead because of the coronavirus, building up stocks. So that increased demand. And then we've got projected tight ending stocks in the Black Sea area with Ukraine and Russia. U.S. Hard red winter wheat ending stocks projected to be around 350 million bushels. You know, the average is over 500 million bushels. All U.S. wheat stocks are tight. Then you talk about the drought. We had dry conditions, planting conditions in the United States, in Russia, in Ukraine, dry in Argentina. So if you look at the hard wheat, the bread wheat, you got relatively tight stocks and you've got increased demand. That drove prices up. And then it rained in Russia, rained, and we got moisture in the hard red winter wheat area. You can definitely see it here in Oklahoma. And that moisture, and then I think the market is concerned about all this buying ahead of wheat, because once we get through this coronavirus, then they're going to have excess stocks, and our demand's going to go down and prices will go down. So I think it's mostly moisture and concern about the market.
So, you know, other than being an ag economist yourself, you're also a professor. So, Dr. Anderson, is there anything that we can, you know, learn from this hit?
Yeah, I think there's one thing that we can learn. At the end of each day, whatever the price is, the next day's price, there's a 50-50 chance that it'll go up or it'll go down. Also, right now, we learned that the weather is very critical. We're in a weather market and prices can move quickly. I mean, in one day we just knocked 18 cents off of it, just like that. So I think the producer, the seller's got to be concerned about these price movements. And I think we can learn and know that prices are relatively volatile right now.
Does the market take any of this factor with the weather that's happened in the past week into consideration going forward?
Oh, I think so. I mean, rain makes grain, moisture makes grain. It was dry. We needed moisture. And I think we got this moisture ice. We don't need the ice, and there's some damage from that. But we got the moisture. It didn't pack the wheat fields that where the wheat had been dusted in. We got a nice even rain on it. And that moisture is enough to bring that wheat up. So I think that's a positive impact for future wheat production. Also a negative impact on prices.
So moving on to corn and bean prices, how have those been looking?
We've been in an uptrend in both corn and beans. They continued that uptrend this week. I think we're going to see that happening. You've got soybean stocks in the U.S. projected to be really tight. Brazil stocks are tight. Right now, U.S. soybean prices are 60 cents less than Brazil. That's why we're seeing our market, the market demand. You look out into December, they're about 40 cents below us, but we're competitive in the market. Those prices are increasing, and I think they will probably continue to increase as long as the harvest is not greater than we expect.
So last week when we talked, you did have some surprising news in regards to cotton, and that it's been going on a slightly uptrend. Is that uptrend still happening?
Yes, that is still continuing. It looks like cotton prices are trying to level out. They're kind of slowed down that trend. They're still in the uptrend up in the low 70s. But it looks like they may be pausing that uptrend for a while.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.